The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Oritutiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Moldova.
Yeah, 2009.
Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. It's time to party!
All the mountains, all the seas, all the winds are dancing cold. It's a dance you've never seen from a country called Moldova.
What a tune from the amazing Nelly. And it was Nelly. How do you pronounce her surname? Is it a Kanabanu?
Nelly Siabanu.
Siabanu. Yes. I got a bit tongue-tied. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I know. I need to be careful of my P's and Q's as usual here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, my goodness me, guys and gals. What a week it has been to be a British Eurovision fan. Oh, the breaking news came out on Friday at 11 a.m. UK time, 12 midday on Central European time. Yes. Wow. It could be happening. Yes. Now, following their win at the Eurovision Song Contest in May, the EBU has been exploring the options for the hosting of next year's competition with Ukraine's public broadcaster, UAPBC, who's previously staged the Eurovision 2017 and 2005, respectively. It has become a well-known tradition that the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest hosts the competition the following year and providing certain criteria, including ensuring the viability of staging the event and the safety of all stakeholders, including the public, are met. So given the ongoing war since the Russian invasion of the this year's winning country, the European Broadcasting Union has taken the time to conduct a full assessment and a feasibility study with both the UAPBC and third-party specialists, including on safety and security issues. The Eurovision Song Contest is one of the most complex television productions in the world, with thousands working on and attending the event, and 12 months of preparation is needed. Following objective analysis, the reference group in the European Broadcasting Union and the Eurovision Song Contest's governing board has, with deep regret, concluded that given the current circumstances, the security and operational guarantees required for a broadcast to host the world's biggest television organisation and to produce the Eurovision Song Contest under the ESC rules cannot be fulfilled by UAPBC. So the European Broadcasting Union would like to thank the broadcaster wholeheartedly for their cooperation and commitment to exploring all different scenarios the week since Kalush Orchestra won the Eurovision on the 14th of May. And they obviously share the sadness and disappointment that next year's contest cannot be held in Ukraine. So the European Broadcasting Union is supporting the UAPBC across a wide range of areas since the invasion and will ensure that the support continues for the Ukrainian broadcaster and can maintain its indispensable service as they provide to the Ukrainians. So as a result of this decision, in accordance with the rules and to ensure the continuity of the event, the European Broadcasting Union has begun discussions with the BBC as this year's runner-up to potentially host the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in the United Kingdom. It is our full intention that Ukraine's win will be reflected in next year's shows and will be a priority for us in our discussions with the eventual hosts. Yes, so you've heard it all here. That's directly from the European Broadcasting Union, who run the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, the BBC could be hosting Eurovision next year. Yeah, it certainly could, and with great possibility it could go ahead. But the UK has hosted the Eurovision 8 times in the grand scheme of things, so you shouldn't think anything different, I don't think, from where this story has come from and how going forward it's going to go. And what I mean by that is that the BBC have always stepped up after countries weren't able to host, certainly in the 60s and the 70s. We haven't had that opportunity as of yet. Anyways, let's move on with our next song, and I cannot wait to play this for you. This was the song and debut from
San Marino.
Yes, and in the year of
2008.
So here is Moni Dio with Complice. A beautiful song, sung in Italian. We got requests from Mick Ward, Javier Leal, and Stella Moore coming up here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Mai avrei pensato a te come mia complice, capace di capire ogni mia gioia o pianto, la pace di un momento è tutto ciò che siamo, è tutto ciò che sento. E vedo te molto di più.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Monaco.
Monaco.
1979.
There we are, the sudden finish of Monaco 1979 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yeah, caught me off guard there. That is Laurent Wagner with Notre Vie, c'est la musique. Yes, lovely little Monaco. That was their last entry and then they withdrew. Until 2004, when Mélenchon came on with Notre Planète. Yes, and poor little Monaco, they came fourth last in the 1979 Eurovision Song Contest in Jerusalem. 16th place with only 12 points. And Monaco only managed to get points. One from Portugal, two from Italy, four from Denmark, three from France, and two from Spain. None from the United Kingdom, nor Ireland either. No, that's sad. Never mind, never mind. Right, it's what happened. Okay, now it's time for our first request. We're heading over to the lovely Mick Ward. Yes, Mick has been up in Scotland. He's gone to see the lovely Sam Ryder in concert. Ooh, I don't blame him at all. Who could blame him? Sam has been amazing. And he really has shown his worth to the Eurovision fandom here in the United Kingdom, obviously, when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest. Sam has brought a lot of prestige and hope back to the British fans. And all of this political voting and mumbo jumbo has obviously not impacted us, because we aren't Europe's number one fan, are we, at the moment? Certainly politically, anyway. So, Mick Ward from Doncaster, listening online at forestfm.co.uk. We are going to hear the amazing tune. Now, I say amazing, but it is truly amazing. Cypriot entry of the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. And we're going to hear from the lovely lady too.
Hi, this is Lisa Andreas from Cyprus. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song from the Eurovision Song Contest 2004, Stronger Every Minute. Enjoy.
Oh, Afghalisto to you and Lisa. Thank you very much, Mick, for your request. And here is the amazing tune with a Greek ending as well, which just makes it just that perfecto. Mwah! Afghalisto. Kalinikta.
Where I am, I'm always thinking of you. It may be hard, but I need you to understand that I don't often say what I feel. But now this is straight from my heart. My love grows stronger every minute, and it won't ever die. I want you to stay with me, not just this day, but for all my life. Now when I look into your eyes, I can tell there's something wrong. You're holding back the tears.
Hello, this is Daobop from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. I should find a place to lay my head tonight. Every morning there's another start.
gorgeous Dour Bob there with Slow Down Brother, Slow Down. Coming 13th for the Netherlands at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Very easy on the eye was old Dour Bob. Yes. Don't you think, Rob? He was quite easy on the eye, wasn't he? Oh, where are you?
I didn't turn on the mic.
So professional here at the Eurovision Sorry. Showcase, aren't
I
we?
I thought Kieran handed to me already turned on like he usually does.
Well, I thought I usually do. That comes as standard, doesn't
yeah,
it?
True. No, he was. And I remember you were quite obsessed with this song. I think you were going to try and stalk it when you were in Amsterdam.
I'm flying my hands all about, obviously, because I'm so enthralled with Dour Bob.
Yes.
So, yes, you're quite right, dear. I'm not going to say anything different, I'm afraid. So, how are you feeling about the news that came out on Friday, midday, about the EBU were in talks with the BBC about hosting Eurovision?
Devastated. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's sad, isn't it, about the
Yeah,
Ukraine.
It'll be sad. But it'll be, hopefully, we'll be able to go for a long weekend next year, which will be really cool.
I wonder how many Eurovision fans of British Eurovision fans are going to turn up, or even ones that aren't big Eurovision fans but they always wanted to go to Eurovision.
I hope it'll be in Glasgow or Manchester, because I've never been to either of those two cities.
Yeah, probably. We haven't, so have we?
Been around them both, but yeah, been to most big cities in the UK, but not those two. I think I went to Manchester when I was about two, so I don't really.
When you were living in Chester,
yeah, we would have gone shopping in Manchester, I'm sure, but I was very small.
Yeah, apparently it's very good for shopping, isn't it?
This was 1983, remember, so things might have changed somewhat.
The year of Luxembourg is heavy.
Mum and Dad moved there in 83 and moved back down in 85, so we're only there for 2 years.
Crikey. Yeah, it's
probably. I don't really remember. But Chester is very pretty.
It looks pretty on pictures.
Very nice. It's very nice.
We stayed right on the outside of Chester, didn't we, when we went to Holyhead?
Well, I wouldn't. Not quite. It's quite a long way from Chester, Holyhead. I think we drove into Chester and out again.
No. The road that we went up from Kidderminster up, wasn't it?
Yes, very pretty. Very special.
You know what I mean.
Do.
Stop being pedantic. Rude.
I'll try. It's not very Eurovision-y. But no, I'm very excited. And our friends in Iceland have already sent us messages going, oh my God, we're going to come to the UK. It's very exciting.
Yes, it's finally happening. Oh.
Since 1998.
Last time we hosted it. This will be the 9th time that we host it if we do put it on.
I'm sure, I'm surprised I'm not putting it in Haragus again.
Où est le Haragus? Nobody knows where that is, Rob.
It'd be like...
But the conference centre is too small now.
It would be like somewhere like Dorchester hosting it. It's a similar kind of size place.
I guess so, though. Dorchester, beautiful place as it is. I don't think you've got the theatre there. That's about it. But what's the capacity of the theatre there in
200.
Dorchester? Probably about 200, yeah. Well, I guess.
Brighton would be an amazing place for Eurovision. I don't think they've got an arena.
Well, the Brighton Centre, but then that can probably only host around about 4,000, 5,000 people. That's not
football
not
stadium. Enough.
The BIC. Yeah. Oh, the football, yeah, you
they could
convert
it into a...
Yeah.
I mean, Brighton would be like the Eurovision kind of guru city, wouldn't it?
Probably would, but they would need to put a roof on the top.
Yeah,
true. That's the problem. True. So anyway, Rob, what time is it now for?
Random request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's random request.
Oh, yes it is, Roberto, isn't it?
It is. I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries. And
what are the years now? Were you
1956 to 2022.
Cool. And the countries?
Armenia to... No, Albania to Yugoslavia, which no longer exists, but yes.
Yes.
And I try and get a song that matches very specially. So,
okay.
Let me delve into the hat and pick out a nation.
Jolly good. The nation will be...
Malta.
Malta. Right, so we got quite a few entries from Malta. Malta are now statistically the second longest waiting participant to the Eurovision Song Contest for their win, basically.
Who's the longest then?
Cyprus. They debuted on your year of birth, 1981.
Because before that, it was Portugal, wasn't it?
It was Portugal. And then even before Portugal, it was Finland. Yeah, Portugal had to wait the longest so far. They had to wait, what, 54 years?
And they've done really well, actually, since they won. They've actually qualified more times than they haven't in the last few years, which is usually they didn't qualify very often, did they?
No, they only didn't qualify in 2019.
They always send really pretty songs.
They do, and true Portuguese songs, which is always wonderful.
You always know Portugal's going to send something good, apart from the year they sent that weird one about 3 years ago. That wasn't very good.
Or Telemovish.
Around
2019.
That was strange. Yeah.
Right, Rob, come on, pick a year.
1974?
Wow. 1974 Portugal. Well,
no, Malta.
Oh, Malta. Oh, yes. We're talking about Portugal. I'm so confused. No, in 1974. We had 71 and 72 and then 75. So you're very close, Rob.
2014.
Oh!
Well, this one I like. It's called Coming Home, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. Oh, your memory is very good, Rob, with
we
this.
We saw it live.
We did. Firelight.
Wasn't the lead singer British?
I think he was born in Britain. If I remember rightly, I'm sure he was. His name was Richard, wasn't it?
I don't remember his first name, I have to say. I didn't introduce myself. As he was singing, and I was sat quite a long way from him.
Stop being pedantic. What's up with you? You're being really rude this evening. Cruel. Well, Malta came 23rd with 32 points in the contest, which is a real shame. They were just above San Marino and below Azerbaijan that year. Oh, 32 points. So
Azerbaijan.
Typical. You have to complete it like that, don't you? It's terrible. So Malta got 5 points in got 5 points from Malta. Sorry, got 5 points from themselves. 5 points from Azerbaijan. 1 point from Albania, 4 points from San Marino, 5 points from the Netherlands, 10 from the United Kingdom. Yeah, we did. 3 from Ireland, 3 from Finland, and 1 point from Italy. Oh, poor Malta. They did really, really well in the jury vote, but they came 6th in the jury vote, Rob. Did you know?
Juries... very interesting, isn't it? I mean, we came first, didn't we, this year? And we came 6th in the televote and 1st in the jury vote this year?
That's right. Yeah. In the jury vote, we came 1st. And then the televote, we came 6th.
Yeah, that's what I said.
With Sam Ryder's Spaceman, yeah. But poor old Malta, yeah. But they combined the contest results back then between 2009 and 2015. Yes. So, Roberto, your random request here in country.
Malta, 2014.
And here we are. Firelight. With Coming Home. Love this tune, don't you, dear?
It's good this year, yeah.
Get that air guitar going.
Do, do, do,
do. Freedom of life, I will express my soul. Look me in the eye and electrify my bone. I ain't gonna leave until you know my name. Stepping out of the shell, now don't you step in my way. Build another wall and watch it crumble by your side.
Malta.
Oh, I'm coming home. In time. If you want me near, then you must come for the ride. If your sky will fall, I'll shelter you from the rain. There's not a cloud in the sky that can come in the
Violet, coming home. This week's Rob's random request. Oh, good tune, Rob. Yes, Malta 2014. Oh, lovely. Good. I love a good Maltese entry. Sadly, this year wasn't very good, particularly. Right, we're going over to Iceland. Stella Moll has written in and said, Kieran, can you play Shiri Maimon, The Silence That Remains, Israel 2005? Of course, dear. It would only be an absolute pleasure for me to play Shiri Maimon. One of Israel's biggest stars. Oh, yes.
Israel.
Oh, yes. And the year, it's got to be done. Oh, yes. We've run out of applause.
2005.
How terrible. The Eurovision Showcase news coming up soon. Forest FM.
רועדת לידך והסר שבי עוד לא נגמר נושמת לי ממך והטעם כבר מה המבט אחר והכור חודר אתה מסתתר לתופי שובר המבט אחר
Shiri Maimon for Israel in 2005 in Kiev, Ukraine. That is The Silence That Remains. What a stunning ballad. And that came fourth for Israel at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritutiot.
Well, sadly, we've got to start politically, would you believe? Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, has said that Ukraine should host the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. The Conservative Party leader says that the contest is a year away and things in Ukraine are going to be fine in May. Yes, Johnson made his comments upon arriving from his trip to Kiev, where he met with the Ukrainian President of Volodymyr Zelensky. Okay, and Boris said, of course, I would love to be love it to be in this country, but the fact is they won and they deserve to have it. I believe that they can have it, and I believe that they should have it. Kiev and any other safe Ukrainian city would be a fantastic place to host the Eurovision. And I very much hope is it the European Broadcasting Union? Yes, I hope that the European Broadcasting Union recognise that, because I don't think it's right. It's a year away and it's going to be fine by the time the Eurovision Song Contest comes around, and I hope that the Ukrainians get it because they deserve it. Well, there we are, that's from the horse's mouth, really, would you believe? Yes, so Boris has said that it should stay in Ukraine, but a number of cities right across the United Kingdom have expressed their will to help and host the Eurovision next year. As you can imagine, we've had cities from right across the country, including Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Leeds, Birmingham, London, Brighton, Cardiff, Wolverhampton, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, and Belfast. Yes, so we'll keep you updated with what goes on. Yes, the European Broadcasting Union has confirmed that Türkiye has changed its name, so it's no longer Turkey, it's Türkiye, as you might have already heard already.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
They'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on. Indeed. So, let's have our request from Javier Leal. Javier has requested a beautiful song, and it's the brand new single from Balazs Cantor. Yes, Balazs Cantor. He represented Spain in the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest with Volia Quedarme, you remember, which was such a beautiful ballad. Sadly got nil point like we did in the televote, but they managed to get like 6 points or something in the jury. But this is a lovely, great song. And thank you, Javier, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Your request, Balazs Cantor with El Bueno Acabamal. I hope I pronounced that right.
¿Cuántas veces yo me he arrepentido por no hacer suficiente por ti?
Por ti.
Pero por fin me di cuenta, tu estilo es de esos que te hacen sufrir. Si tú quieres, dale, dale, sigue el juego. Dale, dale, ya me gustó. Malo, malo, voy a ser yo.
Voy a ser yo.
Ya no me importa que te enamores. Ya no doy flores, porque el bueno siempre acaba mal. Ser caballero no me interesa. No hago promesas, porque el bueno siempre acaba mal.
Acaba mal.
Aunque no fuiste bueno conmigo,
no, no.
La verdad te estoy agradecido. Vaya pena que seas así, es que ahora eres tú el que sufre por mí. Si tú quieres, dale, dale, sigue el juego. Dale, dale, ya me gustó. Malo, malo, voy a ser yo.
Voy a ser yo.
Siempre acaba mal. Ser caballero no me interesa. No hago promesas, porque el bueno siempre acaba mal.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Online on 92.3 and 98.9 FM.
You are listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tudiot.
Oh, that's lovely stuff there, Javier. Thank you very much for your request there. That is a good stuff from Balath Cantor here on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, we've got about 15 minutes until we are heading out of here. So let's play this part of the show. It is
the best of the rest.
Yeah, it's time for the best of the rest. Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song which never made it to the Eurovision Song Contest. And this one in particular is very summery. I think this would have done incredibly well at the 2017's Eurovision Song Contest. And I was hoping it was going to represent
Spain,
of course. So here we go. I can't wait to play it for you. Here is Morella. Oh my god, I'm so bad. It's best of the rest. That was live. There we are. So yes, it's time for the best of the rest. And Contigo from Morella. Very summery. It's perfect after the beautiful weekend we've had, I say.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás di por perdido mi amor.
Las manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal, tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido.
What a tune.
Hi, this is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy.
Greece. Live for the match. Make me feel it
speechless. No pain, no gain. Teach me carelessness. And I'm about to see all that's made up. And everything they want from us. No pain, no gain. Once bitten, make way. And I can't hide it. I won't fight this yearning feeling inside.
Gotta get
better love. There's nothing more to say to back it up when I'm unafraid. I've lost enough. Go on, hold on for dear life. Cause I won't hide it. I can't fight this burning feeling inside.
Gotta get
better love, better love.
Catherine Duska from Canada to Greece. There we are. That is the beautiful Better Love for Greece in 2019's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel. Yes, and that song did really well in its semi-final. It came fifth with 185 points, but at the grand final, 21st with 74 points. Yes, it's such a shock, actually. I thought that song was near enough invincible. Yes, yeah, I thought it was. Right, okay, it's now time for this. Oh, yeah. No singing from me. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we're going to hear an entry from
the United Kingdom.
Yes, it's time for that moment where the United Kingdom gets to shine on the Eurovision stage. And we're going to the year of this one, actually. Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
1990.
Yes, live from Zagreb in Croatia. Now, and it was in Yugoslavia at the time. It's time for Give a Little Love Back to the World. Now, if you remember, Emma was from Bridgend in Wales. She had a very, very sweet song. It was very cheesy, but then what isn't at Eurovision, to be fair, especially in the 90s? Orchestra conducted by Alan Ainsworth.
We've come so far on this great planet. We should be proud of all the great things we've achieved. But in our search for life's great knowledge, we go on taking out and never plant new seeds.
Give a little love. We can
The big finish there from Emma, representing the United Kingdom in 1990. She came sixth with that. Yes, give a little love back to the world. Such a sweet, sweet song. Right, our final song. We are going to stay with
the United Kingdom.
And we're going to the year of
1972.
Indeed. And this was the last time that Scotland hosted a Eurovision. Yes, it was in Edinburgh's Usher Hall. And here is the New Seekers with...
You know I'll beg, steal or borrow.
Of course.
I'll bring you love.
And they came second with this as well.
I look at you. And I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me we should be together.
You make me feel I could reach for the impossible.
And knowing how much you care,
I'll be there forever. You know I'll beg, steal or borrow.
Come on, everybody. Don't make him like that anymore, do they? No, they do not. That is your Eurovision showcase for another week.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Uh-huh. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Yes, do it, do it, do it, do it. And if you want more Eurovision news throughout the week, because obviously it's a moving picture, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, yes. It is. Go over to our website, eurovoir.com, our news website, of course, and they'll have everything there at your disposal. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Vis la dobitenia. Cognaten adios. And I will see you very soon. Toodaloo.